The Haynes Economic Development Corporation is a nonprofit tasked with planning to develop local economic resilience and grow the economy. At a recent meeting, Executive Director Margaret Friedenauer said the governor's cuts made her think twice about their five-year plan. That's the blueprint for how HEDC operates.
I was sitting in my office one day, like looking at our five-year plan, saying if these vetoes stand, we I don't know what to do with that five-year plan.
She said she'd have to reprioritize her time.
Because some of the stuff just, it doesn't seem important in the face of some of the things that may happen in response to the budget situation.
That's because though HEDC wrote a plan that has room for changes and fluctuations in the economy, they weren't expecting such dramatic cuts across so many services. Friedenauer isn't scrapping the plan, but she says she's going to spend a lot more time just to track and mitigate the local effects of the budget cuts. Vice President of the HEDC Board, Sean Gaffney, was in support of taking another look at their priorities if the legislature does not overturn the governor's vetoes.
Whether we change anything or not, given the magnitude of the changes in the state budget, to go through the process of ask and answer the questions and make sure that the priorities that we're chasing are the right ones.
Gaffney said HEDC should pin down the effects of the proposed budget cuts on people in Haynes. Many programs may change or cease entirely, from senior benefits to Head Start. So he wants to know the dollar amount per year that the cost of living in Haynes would go up.
It is challenging to go pinpoint that number, but there is one. And my concern is that it's much larger than what people understand.
The greatest impact to the borough is the potential cut to school bond debt reimbursement, the state program that pays for school construction projects. The governor's vetoes means Haynes will be on the hook for about $450,000 additional dollars per year to pay off debt from building the school. The assembly chose to cover the shortfall using money from the $2.8 million reserves rather than raising taxes significantly. But how the cuts to a variety of services shake out for individuals is less clear. That's what he proposes the HEDC determine. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.